The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Okay, I was going to let this grow, but several people tweeted going, really? You're not going to address the rash? You're really not going to address the rash? I wasn't sure I wanted to know. I'm learning that about the crew. Maybe you stop asking questions, and people are demanding more information.
We can talk about it after the headlines.
Okay.
Some things are better left unsaid, though.
I feel like you're trying to clean this up a little bit.
No.
Not the rash. I mean, the story. Like, you're looking for some time to write
a backstory. You know me. You know I'm going to give you the raw facts about my rash.
We will address that this morning on the air. The raw facts about your rash.
I see what you did there.
We will address that at some point this morning. First, though, we got to get to the headlines.
We've scoured news agencies from around the world
to find the most profound
headlines.
By the way, happy National Vanilla Pudding Day.
Oh, vanilla pudding.
I love vanilla pudding.
I do, too. Yes. I like tapioca, too.
But cooked pudding. Usually we get those little snack packs.
No, those are fine. Yeah.
But good cooked pudding, warm?
Yeah. It's really good.
Am I just old? Because you're not
no,
old.
No. It's good. No. Seriously.
Snack pack. I even like snack pack.
I made some a week ago because I was making a dessert.
I didn't know how to make desserts.
Oh, dude, I can make. Yeah, absolutely. But
just had hot water and cook. That's all.
Oh,
it's no. Simple. The instant though, you got to bring it to a boil, otherwise it doesn't gel up right.
Yeah, you're absolutely.
So I was making a dessert for Mother's Day for my mom, or for Eunice's mom, the wife, and her grandmother. So I made that, and it called for vanilla pudding. So I made that, and there was a little bit left. I was like, wow, this is good.
See?
I said, let's go get dessert today, nobody's going to go, how about pudding?
No, I would.
I'll be cheesecake.
I would.
Cheesecake.
Pudding.
Yeah. Anyways.
Pudding for everyone.
Sorry.
And speaking of Mother's Day, in Pennsylvania, a man was arrested for beating his mom with a cane on Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Right. Happy Mother's Day. Guess what I got you? A trip in an ambulance.
Not only his 87-year-old mother, but his 64-year-old sister, because they awoke him from a drunken slumber.
Well, you know, you got to know.
In his vehicle.
Was his sister, is she also a mother?
That's a good question.
Because if she's not, I don't think she should have gotten the beating.
No. That was a free beating.
She's not a mother. It's to honor mothers.
Maybe
that day.
Future mom?
Oh, maybe hope she is. Okay, maybe could be.
It's Pennsylvania. Speaking of Pennsylvania, man huffed compressed air in the Staples bathroom.
Classy.
Oh, who hasn't done that?
Wow.
Who?
Although I guess that is a step up than huffing in the Walmart bathroom.
Right.
Okay.
The Staples are a little nicer.
He was inside. It was not outside where people could see it.
So if you're going to huff in bathrooms, the low end would be like a Big Lots, right? Is that right?
One of those
stores, something like that. And then you step it up and you're at the Walmart huffing in there.
Kmart?
You go to Kmart's probably lower than than Walmart really? Now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Target's going to be a little higher.
Target's
than that.
Higher, yeah.
And then when you really arrived, you're huffing paint or compressed air, something like that, at Neiman Marcus in the bathroom there. That's where you're.
That's you made.
That's
it.
When you've
that's
made it in the world.
Highest
right.
Classes
I hope
right
someday
there.
To huff in Neiman Marcus, Neiman's but Markets? I'm nowhere okay. near there yet.
That's,
where are you at?
That's my
are you
goal.
A Walmart, Kmart area?
I sometimes can do Target. Sometimes I've reached that, yeah.
When
sometimes.
You're feeling special.
Right.
Right.
When I get a little extra cash, you know, in my pocket.
Here's one that'll make your brain explode. In Illinois, a breastfeeding organization welcomes transgender nursing men.
Oh. I'm nursing trying to pry test.
Nursing isn't just for moms anymore, they say.
Okay, there's so many questions here.
Uh-huh. What was
are
the
men are the men actually lactating?
Here's the official policy statement from La Leche League International, LLLI. As the cultural understanding of gender has expanded, it is now recognized that some men are able to breastfeed.
No, they're not. Quote. No, they're not.
Oh, God.
No, they're not.
This
sorry.
Is like the whole thing of women have penises now, so now mm-hmm. men can breastfeed.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. We even reluctantly accepted that and just
yes.
said, let's move on.
Yep. Yes.
And, okay, so I guess you can breastfeed, but the kid's going to starve.
Mm-hmm. Now, and I think what they're getting at is that this is how convoluted... life has begun. Women who identify as men but are genetically women
oh.
are men who can breastfeed.
Okay.
What are damn. We, seahorses now? Is this we become seahorses?
I think so.
That is tasty.
I am wow. just...
That's a big leap.
It's
but I guess, honestly, I 2017, I see
10-12% of every headline now makes me feel old.
That's
are you that?
Old.
Are you grandpa there?
I am. Yeah,
back in my day, we didn't have these problems.
That's right. No, they didn't. Women breastfed, not yeah. men. Only you, men had penises back in my day.
Can you imagine digging up grandpa?
Right.
And saying, here, grandpa, here are the headlines today. What the hell is going on?
My dad used to break the fourth wall.
Really?
He would, when stuff like this, he would just look over like there was a camera like, son of a bitch. He would just look over like that, look over at the... And I find myself there. And then goofball here, Brad sends me a video of him from 1989, uh-huh. which might as well have been me with the fashion, the hair, and everything. And I was like, gosh, it looks so old.
Maybe there's
I feel so
there's
old.
There's a bit there. We read the headlines at a home and see how they respond.
Oh, see, yeah, you're right. They wouldn't believe it.
No,
they think you're making
no,
it up. Yeah. They're like, that yeah. comedy troupe that came through.
Yeah.
That the Morning Blaze.
So
get those
good.
Guys back in
no
here.
No one could write headlines like that. I don't know how they do it.
Here's our transgender update this morning. A Denver man is accused of removing the testicles of a transgender woman. It plays in nicely with the last story, doesn't it?
You mean the breasticles?
Wait a minute.
No, testicles.
He did it like, did he attack him, her?
A man faces felony assault charges after he used an army surgical kit to remove the testicles of a transgender woman.
Whoa.
Okay, so it's a man transgendering to a woman. Mm-hmm. Got
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
He surgically did it, so did this person want him to?
According to court paperwork, he confessed to removing those testicles. Police called Pennington, was the guy who did the removal, after the victim was taken to an area hospital. Apparently this guy went to Pennington and said, yeah,
I can't
take him
afford.
Off. Yeah. So just take him off.
Can you just take him out?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
That's
wow.
And he was, and this gets better. The guy, let's call him the victim, the one who had his snip.
Okay.
His wife took him to the hospital.
Whoa.
Okay.
Plot twist.
So.
Yep.
Plot twist.
This is like J.J. Abrams here. You're like,
yeah.
wow.
Yeah, this is just...
Okay,
again,
so...
You cannot write.
Man who's married to a woman...
Yes.
Decides he's a woman.
Yes.
Okay, so it's the Caitlyn Jenner. Decides to have them removed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For whatever the reason, probably economic, decides yeah. has to go to just some dude to remove
Let me go
him,
to my friend.
Who does have some medical background.
Yes, apparently.
This guy removes him.
Medical background, but no common sense.
Right. And now the victim is a victim, even though he went to it. Mm-hmm. And the wife...
has to take him to the hospital to finish right. it off.
You know, when I see the people who go to the homemade dentist, the local dentist, the guy operating out of his garage and stuff,
yeah.
I always think that's a fail.
This is bigger.
This is a much... Uh-huh.
This is a bigger fail.
Right, or you see the people with the butt injections where they want the bigger
oh,
booty,
yeah.
and they
oh, yeah.
use
and
like caulking.
Actual, not just that, the actual butt fat. Yeah, like the fat that he removed himself from his body is on her butt.
But you're going to let somebody else. I mean, even if you don't want them,
right,
you're a person who has had them for a long time and understands the sensitive nature of that area.
Yeah.
I got to think that's painful.
You think?
Right?
I castrated a sheep once and it passed out. It was an ag class.
Yeah. Well, you weren't just out randomly just castrating sheep.
No, no, no. It was a different night.
You know, me and my buddies used to go out and castrate sheep.
That's a Friday for me.
Okay,
yeah.
See.
Yeah, if the sheep passes out, you know, I can't imagine the pain.
Do we know if there was anesthetic?
That's all I'm thinking. It's like, was there any kind of
anesthetic
locally, or was he completely out?
I'm hoping for like medically induced coma.
Mm.
Okay.
He's like, hey, here, have a drink of this vodka and bite this stick.
Mm. Did he do it cowboy style then?
All I could think of is
bite
that.
The bullet?
Yes.
No, no, no. The guy removing them, did he do it cowboy style?
Yeah.
Cowboy just bites him.
Perhaps we move on.
From Memphis, a couple unknowingly drives onto the interstate with a drunk man on their trunk.
How does that happen?
How does the drunk man get on the trunk?
That's easy. Haven't you ever passed out on somebody's trunk?
Okay, so he passes out on the trunk.
Yeah.
They don't know it?
No, they backed into the parking space. I can see how this happened. They backed into the parking space, so they don't even go to the back. They, you know, they walk up to the car.
It's dark back there. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe he's a small guy.
And how far did they go? They got on the interstate. Was it like exit right there, the entrance ramp?
They got all the way to the on-ramp. I guess they got all the way onto the freeway itself, and a Memphis police officer spotted them and pulled them over.
What do you say to him at that point?
Hey, is this yours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you secure this better next time?
Do you know you've got some loose cargo in your truck?
Exactly. Okay.
That's very strange. And in Texas, where we know how to party, two people have been charged with stealing a hearse with a body inside.
It always happens.
You got to look in the back, folks. It's a hearse, first of all.
So do you think it's going to have, and not just that, the coroners, when they steal the coroners' vans as well. There's something back there.
I mean, I, as a person who's not stealing the vehicle, if I see a hearse just driving around town without a parade,
dead body.
Right. I think to myself, what if there's a body back there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I always look when you try to see in the back window.
The little windows.
Yes. Right, with the little curtains.
Yeah. And by the way, why is there little windows back there?
And little curtains.
And little curtains.
Yeah, you're right, windows, so they want to see out.
That's a good point.
No one's looking out.
That's a really good point.
Right.
Always wonder
so
that.
So I always wonder that. You don't wonder, as somebody stealing the hearse?
Right.
I think that might cross your mind. In fact, if I were going to steal a vehicle, I would steal a vehicle where I would think there was something valuable aside from, I mean, all things being equal.
Have you seen how much caskets cost lately?
Good point. Some of the suckers are like 30 grand.
Exactly. So
okay, maybe that's what they're going for.
I can't blame him. Up in your neck of the woods, an Arkansas man has been accused of exposing himself to a teen shoe store employee.
What were you this weekend?
I was working this weekend. Mm-hmm. I was not in Arkansas.
So, okay.
So he just
wandered. Wandered around the store for about 20 minutes, and then two of the employees went in the back, and the one remained out.
I just want to make sure you have my size. Okay, at this point, folks, in the program, usually I have a critical decision to make, and we're going to try this one more. Sure, we're going to go one more.
One more.
Let's go one more.
Okay, here's one more for you. Man threatens to shoot off his penis after an argument with his wife.
Okay.
You asked for
No, I'm not going to let you get away with that.
Okay.
One more.
One more, he says.
See how I fixed him there?
Yep, okay. Sure did.
Sticks me with that. I give him one more.
Woman calls the cops because she's worried that the semen in her thermos might explode.
This is The Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
Thompson.
Okay. I know I'm going to regret this. Before we begin, let me caution members that will be contributing to the next discussion. Caution them to choose their words and phrases carefully. And keep the sensitive nature of the topic in mind. I'm going to need a few more details in the last headline.
You mean the woman who called the cops because she was worried
that her thermos
semen in her thermos might explode.
Okay. First of all, let me take this. The first question is the semen in her thermos. What was the purpose of the semen in her thermos?
Generally speaking, that's used to, you know, I guess
impregnate
a woman. So this was in Florida. Let me start by saying this was in Florida.
So it wasn't for coffee.
Okay, that helps. Yeah, so there's not necessarily.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a logical explanation.
I'm offended by that, but okay.
Okay, right. So she's carrying around. Yeah. Was she hoping to use this to impregnate herself?
Yes. Apparently, she was going for artificial insemination, and
it was one of those medical thermoses.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So it had.
You keep it frozen. It's cold. Right. Okay.
And it was apparently being kept from heating up by dry ice. So it was kept very cold by dry ice, but she forgot.
Okay, I thought this was like igloo, like one of the igloo thermoses. She's like, you know, just right, yeah, around.
Like you pour coffee from. That's kind of what it sounds like.
I mean, let's be honest. It could have been. It was Florida. It's by the way, the world we live in.
That's how old you are, because igloo is no longer there. It's called a Yeti.
Okay, Yeti, right, whatever. I was thinking of a brand name. So what I got.
Yeah, Yeti says thank you, by the way. She forgot to remove the rubber O-ring from the container, and apparently that was, you know, I guess.
Is that where the chemical reaction starts?
It could have been.
Apparently. Oh, and that's what keeps it cold.
Yeah. The O-ring, yeah, keeps it sealed.
Apparently. So she was trying to keep it cold, and what did she do to try to keep it? Do they just give you that and go be on your way?
I think that's what I don't understand.
I think that's how it goes. I haven't done it yet, but I think that's how it goes.
This is like Kramer at the blood bank taking the blood himself.
Well, he didn't want to pay the blood fee, you know. There's a lot of fees in there.
I thought they transferred it for you, but
ma'am, here's your thermos. Just go home.
Have a good day.
Make sure you swim by Walmart and get the dry ice. Okay?
I recommend you put your feet up in the air.
That's right. Yeah, and keep that freezer plugged in. Hope you have a generator.
I have to keep my ankle up from keeping it from swelling.
Right.
And so, you know, kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I just, I didn't. So was she taking this to be impregnated, or was this going to another lab?
I believe that this was her future.
This
offspring.
Is her load.
Okay, wait a minute. Was she taking it to a place to do?
Yes.
She wasn't going to do this herself.
No.
Okay.
She was into.
Okay. No, I just, so she was going from point A to point B.
Technically, it was a medical appointment, I guess. Technically.
Okay. Yeah.
So she became alarmed.
Wow, okay. Such a crazy, crazy world.
It really. Grandpa, let me tell you this story. In my day, a man met a woman, and they fell in love.
That's how it happened?
They'd go home, and the lights were off, and what are you talking about, a thermos? You carried coffee in those.
You know, I was thinking to myself, can you imagine, you say to James Madison or Thomas Jefferson, hey, want to peek into the future? And think how confused they would be at that headline. And then I realized I'm just as confused.
Uh-huh. and by the way, why are you calling the cops?
That's a good question.
Who called? No, give me the cop story. I was so fascinated by the rest of it. What was the cop angle to this thing? I missed the...
She called the cops because she thought...
Oh, she called.
She called the cops because she said...
I'm worried this is melting.
I'm worried this is going to explode.
Yeah. So she didn't want to have... Yeah, she was concerned.
Oh, she used the word explode. Why would it explode?
Well, dry ice.
Dry ice. Yeah, that can explode.
Okay, if it's combustion. Chemical. Okay, okay.
Which I get what she's saying.
But there wasn't dry ice in there, was there?
It was around it, I believe.
So you know how you put a keg on a bath of ice?
Okay.
That's how it was. Right. But by the way, why call the cops? Why not call the doctor? Be like, hey.
Because the doctor doesn't deal with explosions. The cops would be more likely to be.
So many lines in that one.
Yeah, don't do that. See? That's going to be bad.
But that's why she was concerned about other safety.
She wasn't worried about losing the specimen.
You don't want to get hit with any flying shrapnel from that explosion.
Anything like that. No, that's going to be bad for you.
Yes, that would be very, very bad.
Oh, where's the break? Where's the break?
Hello, 911. What's your emergency?
Yeah, I got this thing in here. I'm worried it's going to explode.
Oh, so crazy. I just, the amount of effort it takes to understand the crazy world we live in, that's...
You have to take so many turns.
I know. It's like, okay, you have to know the backstory and all of this stuff. And
we are so done as a society. I mean, we're just done. This is what it was like at the end of Pompeii.
This was exactly right.
Really?
These are
right at Pompeii, they had the thermostat full of semen, and she called 911 because it exploded.
Minus the 911, you're pretty accurate.
Wow.
Pretty accurate.
We're there.
They weren't that delicate about it either.
Oh, okay.
No. You need the stories. All right, get the tweets in with the hashtag what I learned today. Hopefully you can make sense of some
how
of this.
How are we doing the rash story now?
Well, we only have like 30 seconds. I'm sure it's going to take more than that.
Yeah.
Sleeve did it, tweeting the picture of Homer Simpson or the gif of Homer Simpson fading back into the hedge.
That looks like Comey.
Yep, what Comey was hoping to do when Trump saw him. You remember that one where he just zoof, fades back into
that's an old episode. Like that's like retro episode right there.
Dircho, somebody or other, tweeting, don't eat, what a hashtag what I learned today, don't eat egg salad from a vending machine.
Yes, Futurama learned that. He had worms and...
That's what it is. I think that's something that's inherent, though, isn't it?
I would think so.
DM and DM tweeted a side-by-side flock of seagulls and President Trump.
See?
And how much they look alike.
And I read
because of the hair.
His hair looks very similar. A couple peaks on the side. He is
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Law enforcement officer from Wisconsin told investigators that he shot and seriously injured an Amtrak conductor. He admitted to it because he was not allowed to deboard early at a suburban Chicago stop. So the guy is 79. His name's Edward Klein. He's from Wisconsin. He was traveling to Vegas to visit a friend via the Amtrak. He gets to about Kansas City for whatever the reason. Decides he's not going to Las Vegas anymore.
So he's going home.
Going home. So he boards a train and heads back towards Wisconsin, heading into Chicago. He wants to leave or deboard the train a stop or so early. The conductor wouldn't let him do so. So before reaching the destination on his ticket, he pulled out a revolver, leaned from the train window, and fired once. He hit the conductor standing outside in the abdomen. He told investigators, I had built up all this anger, and I blew him away.
Not the correct words, but wow, escalated quickly.
Yeah. Some other people on the train, after they saw what happened, pulled him inside the window and held him. The conductor... He is 45. He underwent emergency surgery and is in intensive care at this point.
Is he okay?
Right. So here you have, he's okay at this point. We'll see what happens long term. So here's this guy, can't get off the stop he wants to, leans out the window, shoots the guy, and then admits to it. Said, I blew him away. I built up all this anger.
And I blew him away.
Right. So here you have a former government worker in Chicago. On Amtrak.
A government.
This shows you this guy's a big Dem. Big progressive, right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and last name's Klein. German. I mean, I think all of this stuff.
You're adding all this stuff and you say.
Right. So let me add it up.
But the gun, that's the one that throws me off. Having a possession of a gun,
well,
that's the one that throws me off.
He was ex-law enforcement. So, he still has it there or whatever. But so I'm thinking this guy's possibly Antifa.
Okay.
Something like that. Angry Hillary lost.
Okay,
Something like that.
He had all this anger. Okay, yeah. Hates Trump, probably.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Because, I mean, add it up. Okay. He's going into Chicago. And what's the gun crime like in Chicago?
High.
Right. Crime in general and gun crime.
They just had like 18 dead.
Exactly. Like He's from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Oh, big progressive area, yeah. Right? Former government worker on Amtrak, huge government failure there, and the guy is German. This is showing this guy is likely
a Dem.
A big Democrat, right? Yeah. Now, that may sound kind of crazy. You know why that is?
Because it is?
Because it's crazy. There's no way to know any of this stuff. Meanwhile, when I read this story, most of the comments were like, Trump supporter.
Really?
Second Amendment, old white guy with the gun.
Because only old white guys have guns.
Exactly.
Because I have a gun. And last time I checked, I'm not old or white.
That is true. That is true. You are neither of those. You are a guy. Well, yeah, it's true. You're not.
Thanks.
But everybody just adding up this guy's political, you know, persuasion, what he believes, all of this. And you don't know anything about it. Like I said, you could blame it on Chicago. Well, that's ridiculous. It's also ridiculous to say you think he supports Trump. You don't know. He may not. You don't know this stuff. Here's where we are, though. You automatically say something goes wrong. That guy's got to be on the other team.
Yeah.
You don't know. The guy could have hated Trump, loved Hillary. The one comment was an old angry white guy with the gun.
So typical Republican.
That's what they put. I responded online. Yeah, he's an old angry white guy with a gun, but he identifies a young affable Mexican Hindu lesbian without a gun. So
jokes on you, right. Commenter.
Yeah, I mean, he was that, but maybe in his DNA he's that. But yeah, we all recognize that does not make you who you are.
It is what you identify today.
Knuckleheads. Just how are you supposed to even talk to people like that?
Well, it's really interesting because they're saying that he's a Trump supporter, blah, blah, blah. Well, just this weekend, we had a bunch of Democrats to F Trump and then do a double middle finger.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see the video of this?
Yes.
I had to look this story up several times and look at the video.
I thought it was fake news. I thought it was like this whole thing of like making Democrats look bad.
Right.
But here is a Democrat saying, all right, people, F Trump.
And then started chanting, leading the chant. So this was the Democrat Party of California. Yep. And the outgoing head of the Democrat Party of California, who, by the way, has served in all kinds of offices. I think he's a former congressman.
Oh, really?
I think. Don't quote me that. I looked up his bio, and I think it said that. But I know he served in the state legislature in California, has served on a bunch of commissions.
Blue ribbon
type commissions and appointee. He's connected with all those things, right? But I think he may have been in Congress. Regardless, outgoing head of the Democrat Party, they get together for their big meeting, and he stands up and leads a chant, F Trump, F Trump, and then flips the double bird while he's chanting this. What? And who's the congressman? There's a sitting congressman that was there who is in the background just like, oh, this guy, such a knucklehead.
Pete. Pete.
Sorry. Bob's incorrigible. He really is. Look at him go. So funny. And then, did you see the pictures of Pelosi?
Yep.
Well, who else with her? Was it?
Oh, I couldn't remember.
Was it Feinstein or somebody else? Some other notable, must have been another congresswoman. Pelosi and the others sitting there just laughing it up that the guy is doing this.
Yeah. And then you also had, I don't know if it was the same occasion, but different occasion where there was like a lot of
protesters.
And he said, shut the F up.
Yeah.
And he goes like completely bonkers.
I know. People are starting to protest. He goes, if you're here to something like fine, then
if not,
shut the F up and get outside or something like that.
And I'm like, oh my God.
And by the way, they were okay to be there.
Yeah.
But he just drops the F-bomb like right out there and everybody's like, woo, yay.
Well, what happened to when Trump, during his campaign run, he dropped a couple of curse words, all freaking out, but now it's okay.
Right. This is what I've said. This is just where we are. Do you remember we talked about Trump and I said, we've just taken a step. We've dumbed it down more. One more step to idiocracy. Mm-hmm. We have.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I'm not saying that's good. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it is where we are right now. People applauded and cheered. We're just dumbing it down. things become more acceptable. Speech patterns change. Some words become more acceptable, some less acceptable. Guess what? 50, 60 years ago, you could just refer to black people as the N-word.
Yeah.
It wasn't even necessarily a slur.
Yep.
It was like saying white or black.
By the way, it's 2017. My grandpa still uses it.
Right. Does he mean it as a slur? Like, is it a negative?
Nope.
I had my dad's stepfather. He's long since passed. He would use it as a term of endearment.
Yeah.
Like, he worked in the mines with some people who were black. And we, oh, he's a good old N-word and whatever. And they were pals. I mean, this was... So, words change. You know, some become better, some become worse. We're just at a point now where dropping certain words is...
F-bombs.
I see it in... I see the S-word in headlines.
Yes. And they're no longer put, like, little asterisks.
Right.
No, the full...
They just put it out there.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't seen it in any of the, like, former big names like ABC, CBS... Mm-hmm. But we're 5-10 years from that at most.
Yeah.
At most for that.
It's normal now.
But I see it at some so-called respectable online places where you just put it out there. Back in the like 1950s or so, you could on television, in public, on stage, in the mainstream, let's say, broadcast radio, you could say any kind of racial stuff you wanted.
Really?
You could just, I mean, the things that you cannot say racially now.
You could say it.
Yeah, you could drop an N-word on the radio.
Hmm.
Of course, you could say those things.
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't even allude to sex.
So sex was forbidden. Sex was like the naughty.
Yeah, I mean, just to encroach upon it, I mean, it was very, very sensitive. Now, I'm talking about sex all you want, but racial issues?
Well, now we're talking about gay sex now on TV.
Right.
And they
play it on that. Yeah, you're showing it.
Yeah.
Do you realize at one time... they didn't show Lucy and Desi with a double bed?
Yes, you told me about this, and I went back, and I noticed that.
They wouldn't use the word pregnant.
Huh.
They wouldn't show her pregnant. Isn't that funny?
That is real funny.
Yeah, and now you got whatever, but...
Well, now you have Kim Kardashian's butt.
Now, you see the flip.
The flop, yeah.
When it comes to racial stuff, you can't say any of the stuff.
No.
Right.
Well, you can make fun of white people, that's it. Everything else is sensitive.
Right, well, that's, yeah. Of course, you can do that. I worked for a radio show for years in Cleveland, host Lanigan and Malone, and John Lanigan had been in town since, like, the early 70s. Hugely successful. And he did this bit where he would, somebody would write a letter in, and then he would call somebody that they included in the letter and give them the business.
Okay.
So, like, a husband would write a letter about his wife, and he'd call up the wife and go, okay, your husband says this about, you know, and... And do the same thing for, you know, whatever. And it would be...
That's pretty funny.
Daughters and parents and whatever. And a lot of it was sexual in nature. But he started this thing so many years ago, he couldn't even use the word sex. He was going to call it the sex club or something like that, you know, to talk about the things that went wrong. He couldn't even use it. He ended up having to call it the flex club.
Flex. Okay, I could see that, yeah.
And it made no sense, the name. When you'd hear this years later, I was like, I finally asked him up there, I go... Where the hell did you get the name of the Flex Club? It really doesn't. He goes, it was the closest I could get to calling it sex back in the day.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Intimate club? Couldn't even say intimate club?
He was trying to get something to kind of rhyme with sex, though, or whatever. But even that, you couldn't even say sex.
That's crazy.
You could do the racial humor.
Interesting.
Yeah. Quick break. Back with more on this, The Morning Blaze.
You are listening to the smooth sounds of The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
On the Blaze Radio Network!
Have been killed in London in the past 16 days.
What?
11 people in just 16 days.
Why?
Let me make sure I get this right. I think it might be the beginning of the year. 11 people since the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Total of 16 days.
Okay.
Seems odd that it took that many days, but okay.
Yeah.
16 days this year. 11 people killed on the streets of London. They were...
protesting?
What was the method of murder?
Beheaded?
Stabbed.
Oh, okay. Whew.
Stabbed.
Close enough.
as opposed to
gun down.
Yeah, because they have strict gun laws there.
Yeah, they don't. They're not even their police carries a.
Not all of them.
No, it's most like their SWAT team.
Yeah, it's up they put a level.
Yeah.
So, the country that hails constantly or promotes constantly that, hey, we did away with guns and look, there's no gun crime.
There's knife.
There's knife crime, exactly. And if they get rid of the knives, there'll be heavy blunt object crimes.
Mm-hmm. Baseball
it'll be something.
Bats.
Right. It's always going to be something. And this is the part that I find so frustrating. If whenever I post anything online about gun issues, it never fails. I get gobs of people from across the pond chastising Americans for our barbaric nature with guns.
Yeah, and they always give the example of Australia and
right. They give these London right. They give these Paris. Examples, and I'm like, "How's the knife crime? Do you know they have knife disposal boxes all over the place?
Just like the gun.
Well, you know how they do the gun buyback programs. They have this, but they have boxes like recycle stuff where you can just go ahead and throw a knife in there if you want to get rid of that nasty thing. 11 people this year in just London stabbed to death. Not stabbed.
That takes a lot.
There's, you know how many other people were stabbed and didn't die?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, isn't it like China also one of the biggest one when it comes to like knife attacks?
I was explaining to a progressive coworker of ours last week about people stabbed in China. There were a couple of years in a row where China had mass stabbings.
Yeah,
I want to see like 20 or 30 people killed in one mass stabbing. It was a crowd. And this person was like, well, come on, how do you do that? I go, think about it. If I shoot a gun, one sound, everybody flees.
Everybody flees.
You start stabbing people.
Nobody knows.
Right. Even if somebody's screaming, you're thinking they're like, hey, the president's here. Woo. Yeah. Right?
Crazy.
So 11 and 16 days. Now, they have started a new campaign to try to battle that.
Okay. I'm scared to ask, but what
it's
is
a hashtag campaign.
Oh, God. Just
thumbs
like
down to knife crime.
Just like bring back our girls.
Yep. Thumbs down to knife crime. This is the big plan.
So how does that work? When as soon as I'm about to stab you, do you say the hashtag?
I think that's what it is.
Okay. Or do you take a picture of me trying to stab you, and then you put the hashtag?
Maybe I take the time to put the hashtag right on it and then send it out as a meme.
Oh.
Or maybe your family does after you've died. Somehow. It's part of it. I don't know if you get a discount or something at the funeral home or hospital if you've been stabbed,
ma'am,
if you use it.
Did you use the hashtag today?
I did right here. So you
tweeted
out.
You get 15%.
Oh, that's nice. Good deal. Yeah, thumbs down to knife crime is part of a new social media campaign. The guy who started it was a victim years ago. He said when something's good, you put a thumbs up, and knife crime is bad, so why not put a thumbs down?
So just like the like button on Facebook?
He says it's a mad idea that came to me in my sleep. I write it down. I wrote it down. I tried it, and now it's got legs. We've got celebrities and police officers. They are. The celebrities all over England are tweeting this out. They're behind it. They think a hashtag is going to stop knife crime, which was actually created because they got rid of the guns. He said
they're measures of sex is that celebrities are using it.
Yeah, that's
not the gun. Not that the knife
crime has stopped. No,
it's
just
because the celebrities are using
the hashtag, right? He said, you ready for what he wants to see?
All right.
I would like to see in every school knife awareness classes.
No.
Honest to God.
How about some safe zones as well?
We're not teaching them the skills they need when they leave school. I just feel that the whole knife problem is scary. We need knife awareness.
So karate.
Maybe.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze. On the Blaze Radio Network.